Welcome to Glory and Peace Church. We believe miracles are going to be released into your life today. Breakthroughs beyond measure.
Hallelujah. Please expect a miracle, expect your breakthrough, expect God to give you a special package.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Be engaged, because in your engagement, your miracles shall be made manifest. God factor is what makes the best better. When you've come to the best and say, this is the best, the God factor makes it even better.
Verse 3, he restored my soul. If you've been wounded and your heart is troubled and your mind is troubled and you've been hurt and bruised, the Lord will restore your soul. May he restore your mind. In the name of Jesus, say, he restored my soul.
Go. Into. All the world. And preach. The gospel. Give for souls today.
Pause for a moment. We open in prayer and the King continue. Father, we welcome you to this service. Move mightily in our midst. May your name be magnified and glorified. Every spirit that's not of you, I command to leave the sanctuary right now. Leave your people. Holy Spirit, you're welcome. Have your way and let the service magnify your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
One thing we ask of you, one.
Shout hallelujah. We give him all the glory. We give him all the praise. He is worthy of every drop of praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you help me to thank him? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, the Bible says, because they were not thankful, all these curses come upon them. May we have a thankful heart, so that every curse will pass over you, pass over me, pass over every member of our family. Can you tell him, thank you? You know, your mouth is working right now, so that is even enough. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah! That your mouth can even work and say hallelujah, that's already a miracle. Don't take it for granted. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you give him one loud praise? Hallelujah. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Apostle is waiting to speak to us tonight. And how many of you brought what he asked you to bring? So it's only going to be that live. And what's the other thing he said? You have to be on Zoom. So that's the only people who are going to get this message. So all the YouTubers who are waiting, stay home and watch YouTube. They're going to miss out tonight. So praise the Lord. Clap for yourself that you are here tonight. Praise the Lord. Glory to God in the highest. Father, we open up our heart to receive your word. We open up our heart to receive the blessing you have for us. We thank you, God, for God's servant, Apostle Michael Efezino, and all the congregation and every family represented here, and those on Zoom, that tonight you will touch our lives. There'll be a transformation, and the glory of God will be revealed in our heart, and we'll continue to give you thanks. We'll receive your infallible, incorruptible, proof-producing word, and let it work in our lives, and as we tell others, may it also work in their lives. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, God bless you. Apostle. Are we going to say unmute again? Unmute, unmute. Unmute. Brother Byron, is it us or is it him? Praise the Lord. All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glorious God, we magnify your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. We bless your name, we bless your name, we bless your name, Lord. We magnify, we magnify, we magnify your name. Oh, be exalted, Lord. Be glorified, be magnified. You are mighty, you are wonderful, you are glorious. Your ways are perfect, Lord. We magnify your name. Sing unto the Lord, all ye people, sing unto the Lord, for he is wonderful. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Just let me know when he's on. Praise the Lord.
Glory be to God. Well, one of these days we'll get the technical issues resolved. Amen. But we give God praise for his faithfulness. My spiritual father used to greet the saints this way. And that's how I'm going to greet you today. I greet you in that name that is above every other name. The name of our sovereign Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm believing God for miracles for everyone here present today. I know that God is going to do something extraordinary. In fact, I believe that today, on this 31st day of July 2022, that you're going to mark it as a day of a turnaround experience, a day that something broke in your life and brought about the birthing of a new season of God's goodness, God's favor, God's authority, God's power, God's wisdom, God's grace in your life like never before. I'm expecting God to do something for you and something for me today. I am not separated from this miracle that's going to happen today. I am waiting with great expectation for an outpouring of that which God wants to do in all of our lives like never before. And I believe that you are also in agreement. The word of God says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. The word of God says, God is his spirit. And where God's spirit is, there is liberty. I believe that there is going to be a liberation of men and women today. A breakthrough that you and I have never experienced hitherto. But Lord, this day I give you praise for an outpouring of favor upon every son and upon every daughter. You know, when a child is about to be born, when a woman has come to the fullness of time and the contraction is taking place, one of the things that happens is that her water breaks. When the water breaks, you know this child has to come out. Today, I believe that there is a breaking of the water. Because you and I are going to step into a new month, the month of August, the month of new beginnings, with an experience from God that is based on a new birth. We are about to step into a new season, child of God. You're about to step into a new season in your life, in your family, in your business, in the place of your employment, in the place of your family experience. God is about to smile on your life and cause you to experience him in a fresh, new way. You and I are about to step into our promised land, our promised place. I give God praise for that. Will you right now just shout hallelujah to the Most High God? Yes. Yes. You know, the word of God says, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. You know, it is not just about our clapping of our hands, but God calls us to a shout. I want you to shout with a voice of triumph. Shout with a voice of victory. Right where you are in your home. Right where you are, right there at Glory and Peace Church. Right wherever you are this very moment. Clap your hands and shout unto God. Shout hallelujahs. Shout praises unto the Most High God. For your victory is established in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Many years ago, I was not with you at the time. I was somewhere in the nations. Mama preached a word. It was a message on waters. She called it Waters of Waters. This morning, she preached a powerful word on the seed, the incorruptible seed, that with the seed, everything else is produced. But you know, child of God, you can have a seed and have it in a dry place for 1,000 years. 2,000 years, 5,000 years, and it will still remain a seed until something happens to it. You say, what is it that happens to it that will cause that seed to change? The word is water, moisture. When water hits that seed, no matter how long it has been dormant, that seed begins to go through the process of germination. Today, I want to bring a word to you about the connection and the consequence of water. What water means to you and to me. Now, we're not going to make a ritual out of this. No. But we are going to share the word of God, and I trust that every one of you brought a bottle of water with you today. If you have that bottle of water, hold it during the course of this message. If you can, just hold on to it. Because something is going to happen. The Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, chapter 1 and verse 6. Genesis 1, verse 6. It says, right here in the Word of God, in Genesis 1 and verse 6, the Word of God says, and God said, let there be a firmament, an expanse, in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Earlier on, in verse 2, the word of God says, Genesis 1 and verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So we do know that one of the things that remained after everything was destroyed was placed in a state of disarray, disorganized, messed up. The only thing that was visible was water. Everything else was out of place. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God started to brood. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. The Spirit of God started to brood, just like a hen will brood upon its eggs. The Spirit of God began to brood upon the waters. It began to rest upon the waters. And as it did so, as it moved upon the face of the waters, the word of God says, hallelujah, God began to speak. The first thing God spoke was this: let there be light. And the word of God says, and there was light. God brooded upon this waters. He fluttered. He brooded upon it. He moved upon it. The word is the word Rukhaf. And then God began to speak. He first of all addressed what was going to be, you heard me teach on this before, what was going to be the manifestation of that which he was going to create on the sixth day, because God finishes before he starts. God says that you and I are light. God spoke and said, let there be light. And he began the process of recreation. The first things he did, we find out in the book of Genesis, chapter 1. God, after creating the first day and after separating the waters from the waters, the firmaments from each other, the Bible says in verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. What God did was that from the water, he separated land. The land that you and I walk on today, God separated it from the water. God began to separate and reveal and bring out birds that flew in the heavens, the animals that walked on the fields, the fish that swam in the waters. God brought out that which was hidden to view. Today, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, water, we may drink it, but this is the oldest thing that we know that God flouted and brooded upon. He brooded upon it because he wanted to bring things out of it. Do you know that most of your body is water? Some say 70-something, some people say 80-something percent of you is water. And God is brooding upon you this very moment. And I tell you something, God is about to separate certain things out of your life, to bring to manifestation those things that have been hidden in the deep. In the deep, God is about to pull it out. God is about to bring that greatness that is in you out, because he's saying darkness can no longer hide the glory of God in your life. Darkness can no longer shut you down. Darkness can no longer hide you in the water. You must be released to the glory of God. Somebody shout hallelujah. You must break forth this day by the authority of the word of God. You are going to take flight in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. The water that you hold in your hand is not going to be ordinary, because it is now, this very moment, a point of contact for breakthroughs in your life. Those seeds that you have sown, righteous, incorruptible seeds that you have sown, the incorruptible seed that you are, is going to receive the watering of the word of God today, and you are going to sprout up and come forth to the glory of God. The devil is a liar. That devil that brought confusion and disorder into your life, his days and his times are now not only numbered, they have come to an end in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I declare by the authority of the word of the living God, breakthroughs, 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 breakthroughs in Jesus' mighty name. You and I are going to break forth to the glory of God. We are going to step into our end time destiny. The devil is a liar. That which has kept you in the deep of the darkness must now release you, because Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, the word of God is declaring that you are no longer going to be held in the wide waters of the world, but that you're going to land in the name of Jesus Christ, and new growth and new birth. All those trees were hidden inside that water. All those birds were hidden inside that water. All those animals were hidden and locked up inside that water because of the fall of the enemy. He brought disaster and destruction, disorder and confusion into the world. But no more. For this day, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare that freedom is established. Freedom is enacted. Freedom is this day released into your life, into our lives, into our church, into whatever it is that we are in connection with. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 20, hear the word of the Lord. He says, and God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly. Hallelujah. Oh, we declare this day that as you are making a point of contact with the water in your hand, that God's declaration of the waters bringing forth abundantly will release abundance into your life in the name of Jesus. Abundance into our church, abundance into our businesses, abundance into our workplaces, abundance into our families, abundance into every realm that God has called us to. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive the abundance of the living God. Let the decree of the Lord be made manifest. Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature. Oh, no longer stagnant, no longer locked up in one spot, a moving creature that had life. Oh, glory to God. He says, and fowl that they may fly. I believe that God is granting you grace to take flight in every area of your life, above the earth, in the open firmament of heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, let this grace of God to bring about movement, to bring about the ability to fly, to mount on the wings of eagles, to run and not be weary, to walk and not faint, come upon us as a people of God. God created great wells. God created living creatures that moved. He says, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. And God saw that it was good. And this was the beginning of the release of the blessings of God. For the word of God says, and God blessed them, everything that came out of that water, everything that was released out of that place of bondage, oh my God, God pronounced fruitfulness, multiplication. This day, as God releases you from the deep, from that deep place of limitation, may the God who has been fluttering and brooding over you, this day release you to fruitfulness and to multiplication in great abundance in Jesus' mighty name. Did you know that after the binding of the serpents in the courts of Pharaoh, in Exodus chapter 7, after Moses' rod that became a serpent ate up all the rods that became serpents of the Egyptian magicians, ate them all up, just like God right now is like Pac-Man, just chewing off every stronghold, every situation that stands between you and God. The first miracle of judgment on Egypt was the miracle of turning the water into blood. Yes, the very first miracle that God did through Moses and also through Aaron, because Moses turned the water of the Nile to blood. And he says to Aaron, go, turn the waters in the creeks, in the streams, everywhere. First miracle of judgment was on the water. Today, as you hold on to this water, may judgment of God come upon every force of darkness that has held you and I in captivity, in slavery, in limitation, in the name of Jesus Christ, wherever it is. This day, the waters of the enemy are cursed in the name of Jesus. While God blesses your water and your bread, God releases curses on the waters of the enemy, those waters of limitation, those waters that you had to draw from to make your own bricks, so to speak, to build the kingdom of Pharaoh. This day, in the name of Jesus Christ, Whatever the enemy has used to keep you in bondage, working hard and not blessed, today that thing is cursed of God and you are released into the blessings of the living God. The Bible tells us in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, that the first miracle that God did with Israel as they crossed over the Red Sea in their journey to the Promised Land. First miracle was a miracle with water. The Bible says in Exodus 15 and verse 22, so Moses brought forth Israel from the Red Sea. And they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, which means bitter, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. How many times have we crossed over into a place and we're thirsty and we want something? But when you finally find whatever it is that you thought was going to be the solution, it was a problem. That was their situation. I found a job. I've been looking for a job. And you finally find that job. But that job became a pain. Instead of it being a blessing, it became a problem. Oh, I finally started this business. Instead of that business becoming a blessing, it becomes a problem. Instead of satisfying your thirst and your quench, it has become a place of draining, a place of great pain and difficulty. They found the waters of Marah. And when they found Marah, they found out that what they thought was going to be a blessing was bitter. Bible says the people began to murmur against Moses. That will not be our portion. God has not called us to murmuring. God has called us to a place where we can take on our rightful position to see that there is a God who can speak to the water, who can touch the water and bring about newness. They murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree. Oh, glory. The Lord showed him a tree. That tree is symbolic of the cross. He took that tree and he cast it into the waters, and the waters were made sweet. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. The waters were made sweet. The waters were made sweet. I declare that the waters of your life will be made sweet today in the mighty name of Jesus. That which has been a problem will turn around to become a blessing because Jesus Christ is in the midst of it. The love of God is in the midst of it. The 26th verse says, Moses said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God and will do that which is right in his sight and will give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee. hallelujah, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. You mean God allowed them to come to these bitter waters for a reason? Yes. He was saying to them, you've crossed away from your past. But let me remind you of your past. And let me tell you what that past was and what that past will no longer be. What is it, Lord? He says, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I tell you, child of God, today, that God is going to heal you of every disease, of every ailment, of everything that has been in the path of the goodness of God in your life. When God gave them the healing of the waters, he says, and they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water. Oh, 12 wells of water. 12 is the number of government. Hallelujah. 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees. That's 70 palm trees. 70. This is the seventh month. And God is telling us something extraordinary. On the seventh month and the 10th day, God gave us a word. And I declare to you today that God is using that number of 7 and the number of 10, which is the number of completion, both of them, completion. And he's saying, child of God, this is the day of supernatural double blessings, supernatural favor, supernatural completion of everything in every area of your life. I am blessing you, and the days of bitterness are forever behind you, because I have cured those waters of bitterness of Marah. I'm bringing you to Elim, and you are going to encamp here by the waters. Blessed be the name of the living God. God is bringing you to the place of palms. Do you know that the palm tree, no matter what storm it's going through, is so resilient, it will bend, but will bounce back up. Nothing is going to happen in your life that's going to be able to break you, because God has nourished you. You are planted in the house of the Lord. It is so glorious that you are in the house of the Lord this very moment, and God has marked you out for supernatural blessings. The word of God tells us in the book of Joshua, chapter 3, when Israel was going to cross over the Jordan, the Bible tells us that it was a time when the banks were overflowing. July, the word of God to us was that this is the month of the overflow. But the Bible says in the book of Joshua 3 that during this time, it was also the time of harvest. Glory to God. Do you know that God is calling you to a time of supernatural harvest in him today? God has already marked you out for the blessing, that God is on your side. And if God be for you, no one can be against you. Somebody shout hallelujah. It says in Joshua chapter 3, beginning to read from verse 14, says, and it came to pass when the people removed from their tents when they left their tents to pass over Jordan. And the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people. And as they that bore the Ark were coming to Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bore the Ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks. Once again, this is the month of the overflow. This God is telling us this is a time of the overflowing of the banks. For the Jordan overflowed all his banks, all the time of harvest. Wow. All through the time of harvest, the Jordan overflowed its banks. And as they, the priests, stood on the brink of the waters, the Bible says, God began to split the waters. He separated it so that the children of God could cross over to the beginnings of their promised land. Today is your crossover day. Today, you and I are crossing over into our rest, into our new beginnings. We're crossing over into a glorious time of the outpouring of God's grace and favor. For we shall this day, by the authority of the word of the living God, begin now to capture new grounds. We shall not be like Achan, that will take the first fruits of that which belongs to God and hide it. But no, we shall be a people that will have the fear of God in our hearts and will worship God in spirit and in truth. In the book of 2 Kings, chapter 6, the Bible tells us a remarkable story. The story is about a young prophet. This young man had borrowed an axe. I'm talking to you about waters. How God had used waters systematically. How he used water to drown the enemies. You see, water is a conduit of blessing for you, but a curse to the enemy of your soul. You are going to use this bottle of water, and as you use it, it will be a curse to the enemy and his cohorts. It will drown the enemy and his cohorts. It will destroy the enemy and his cohorts. But it will continually release the abundance of God's favor, God's blessings, God's grace upon your life. It is going to water the seeds of your life and cause it to sprout. Oh, Job says, at the scent of water, a dead tree will come alive. Something new, something glorious is happening for you right now, child of God. Say, Pastor, what do I need to do? You need to have a spirit of expectation. That's right. You need to expect God to do something extraordinary for you right now. You need to believe God for supernatural breakthroughs today. The Bible says in 2 Kings chapter 6, and the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. That's the increase of God. We are too many to stay in this place of limitation. Let us go, we pray, unto Jordan. What is the Jordan? Oh, I will tell you in just a moment. Jordan represents new seasons for you and I. Jordan represents the change of times for you and I. Jordan represents that place of stepping from your past, from the days of your wilderness living, into the beginnings of your promised land. He says, let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell.